What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But Josh Allen, a funny moment, but a moment that would have been taken very seriously had it have happened with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You guys know I'm referencing, of course, Josh Allen arguing about a call, and that's fine. Every quarterback does it. And then, and it probably should have been a holding call in the end zone. They go to commercial break. When they come back from commercial, Cody, they show Bill Vinovich going over to the sideline and talking to Josh Allen, like pats him on the helmet. Josh Allen kind of pats the ref, and they go on, and you're like, oh, that's an unbelievable image, because we just know if Mahomes was on the bench and an official came over to talk to him about obviously what he was arguing about, like, hey, my bad, or this is why we called it a certain way, or whatever the conversation
you
was.
You cannot tell me it was not my bad.
People would have.
If you were a sign language person, he did this, man. That's my bad.
People would have gone nuts. The internet, Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it, would have shut down. The conspiracy theories would have been even more rampant than they already are. Josh Allen was asked, by the way, you know, hey, what was going on? What actually happened there?
When the ref came over to talk to you, like all the way to the bench, what was he saying? What was going on?
Oh, was that after? I wasn't happy with what was going on, and I was yelling a little bit, and he just said, "Don't be yelling." So, my bad. Sorry to Bill.
Did he apologize?
I won't say anything about that.
What's the official?
Man, that's
like,
yes. Honestly, though, if you're the official, what are you thinking? Like, you can't. Like, you just can't go over and make it even look like with any player in the league, whether it's Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, whoever.
Darnold,
like,
doesn't matter.
You can't go over and make it like, you don't go separately to a player on the bench. If they're on the field, you can go and talk to the player on the field. We see that happen all the time.
Sure.
You don't go over to the bench and go and have a conversation with the player.
Give him a pat on the back.
In the game? In the middle of the game?
This is going to come off as most Kansas City stuff ever. This, like, creation in lunatic fans' mind of this, like, relationship Mahomes has with, like, the refs and, like, all the, like, Photoshop stuff I got to see of, like, a ref shaking Patrick Mahomes' hand in Chiefs gear this stuff. That's actually Josh Allen.
That's what just happened.
That man went over to a sideline and said, my bad, to a player he had made one wrong call on. Singular. One wrong call. And I don't have to point out all the other million stats that have been pointed out as a result of this conversation. Like, do you know who has the most roughing the passer calls in the NFL over the last 5 years?
Mahomes.
I'll give you a quick hint. It's not Patrick Mahomes.
In the NFL?
It's Josh Allen. Yep. It has always been Josh Allen. He's the golden boy to the refs, not Patrick Mahomes. Do I inevitably care? Do I think it makes some massive difference in the game? No, but it's a perception thing, because I think, and not to say people completely ignored it, because that's not the case. if this had happened with Mahomes, I would have to hear about it from anybody who
forever
wasn't a Kansas City Chiefs fan for the rest of time. So I kind of refuse to let this one die on Josh Allen. The ref came over to the bench, gave him the my bad, a half side hug essentially, and then told him, sorry, I screwed up that one, Joshy. I'll try to get it right the next time. It's crazy.
Ever even better than Vinovich talking.
Trying to explain why there was a no call on the back of the end zone.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No ref should go to a bench of any player.
Go
or any team
way
and go out of their way to explain a call. You explain it on the field or you don't explain it at all. I mean, that's just how it, no, you can't do it. Should not have happened. And yeah, thank goodness. Honestly, like just for all of our sakes, thank goodness it happened with Josh Allen, because if that would have happened with Mahomes, it just would have been so obnoxious for the rest of the postseason. And everybody would have said, see, here's the proof. Here's the proof that they're checking with Mahomes to make sure it's okay and all this stuff.
Well, and then it's all going to get spun into the because of the increased amount of sports wagering in this country.
Yep.
It's all going to get turned into that. They're fixing the game
to go
against you. Here comes Vinovich to make sure the line stays where it needs to go. And you're like, oh, my God, don't even open the door, man. You can't on a field. It probably happens all the time. I'm not even saying that refs don't be like, you know, I screwed that one up. My bad. And I, you know, like in baseball, right? We once saw a press conference the next day where, you know, he's apologizing for blowing the perfect game. But like, that's in the middle of the game, you cannot go to the bench and do the universal sign language of my bad. Everything he did was essentially just like clear apology.
I'll be really curious to see if Bill Vinovich gets assigned another playoff game. I don't think he's officiating this weekend because they rotate anyway, but will he get like an if Bill Vinovich
a
is
title game?
Just wait, if Bill Vinovich is the AFC title game ref for Chiefs Bills. Oh, boy, we'll have some fun with that, I'll tell you what.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.